Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah!
Whoa.
Holy shit. I feel like a unicorn's fucking me.
Oh, unicorn ain't got shit on that beautiful haircut. Don't worry about that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Drinking Bros podcast.
Drinking Bros.
Let's dive right into introducing our cast. All the way down on the end, we have Big old Poppy.
So big.
Yeah.
So big.
Big old potato Poppy.
I'm getting thinner.
No, well, not to be weird, but your beard's starting to grow back. You look handsome as fuck today.
Man,
I'm feeling it.
Yeah. I like
there's
it. Double growth.
Well,
when
doubles
when
nice.
You shave, I see a tad of Bergdoll in you.
What?
Oh, wow.
God,
a tiny Bergdoll.
I see,
are you
I see
desert
a little
the
bit
podcast?
Of Chelsea Manning in there.
Oh,
what? Are you going to desert the podcast like Bergdoll?
Yeah, he's leaving. He's quitting the podcast.
Yeah, fuck, dude. I'm sorry. I don't know why he said that. You're an asshole. Next.
Listen, I know you wouldn't leave me.
No.
Yeah, I know you would just be pretending to be Jason Bourne.
Is that what you
yeah.
do? Is that what
You're
you do?
Just pretending to be Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
That's it. Right to my right is the man with a very beautiful lined haircut for the night, Mr. Mad Bag.
Oh, hey, guys.
Yeah,
I'm rocking some hipster hair tonight. I'm feeling
you look
it.
Like Brad Pitt and Fury. Yeah. You look like Brad Pitt and Fury. You really do.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, shit.
I'll
take that.
I think he was clean shaven, though.
Yeah.
I think he was clean shaven. Oh.
Yeah, well, that's cool because I'm about to fury that dick, bro.
Whoa!
Oh, shit. Damn it.
Io, grab the tank and drive it over my ball sack.
Also in the studio joining us tonight is a very special guest. Giving one out to all our correctional officers out there in the U.S. that do a job. That is a horrible job that, you know, no one kind of really brings up.
I wouldn't say
much.
Horrible. It's difficult.
It's dangerous.
It's difficult.
It's a tough
I don't
job.
Mean horrible.
Job.
I mean...
It's fucking, underrated.
It's
you were with
job.
Some scary motherfuckers, but our man Ox over here.
Ox!
Big ol' Ox.
We had to codename him Ox because he's done some crazy shit.
Yeah, he doesn't want to.
Say hi,
true
Ox.
True story.
True story?
Yeah, true story.
All the way from the East Coast in Wilmington is the only big dick.
Yes.
On this podcast.
Big old dick.
Mr. Ross Patterson.
Hey. Oh boy.
Ross.
Oh,
I don't boy. I didn't want to make this uncomfortable, but Ross Patterson actually texted me a dick pic, and it didn't fit on my phone screen.
Just the first, it was they just said the I first
needed,
8 inches.
Yeah, they said I needed an it iPad said, Pro to
loading,
fit
it
yeah. in
it
there.
It said loading for the second picture to come in? Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah,
it
I only have an iPhone 6S. I don't have the 6S Plus, so I really can't get the
and
extra,
of course,
the acreage.
It's too big.
Normally, myself, who's drinking out of a France press.
A France press.
But tonight, I'm going with a Black Rifle coffee mug.
Boom.
Why not?
Why the fuck not?
Mr.
Yeah,
JT.
Why not?
Hey, well, actually,
Jay Tizzle in the house.
He's been working on some secret stuff right now, but with the France Cup.
Secret France Cup stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he's thinking about.
Well, we'll tell you about that. We'll tell you about that.
Yeah.
Once the project starts coming through.
Why so Hillary Clinton? Why so Hillary?
Well, because we're gonna. Well, what we're trying to do.
No, he didn't send any emails. He's working on something.
We're just working on something.
He wants to be able to make it so.
Server though, we want in. If you have a private server, let us know.
What he's working on right now is to be able to get everyone a France press.
Yeah, everyone that wants. Wants to drink out of a France press will get their own custom JT France press.
God damn, we don't even have t-shirts and we're getting French presses already?
Like, I know.
Shit from other countries?
Yeah, that's created cock rings too. They don't even fit.
God, is that the way the distribution?
No. Those were just braces, rubber bands. Those tiny rubber bands for people's braces.
Oh my God, I put that in my mouth?
What?
Oh, no. You put that on your dick.
Ew! Am I doing that small?
No.
Yikes.
No.
Oh,
well,
God.
One special thing we do want to shout out today is tonight's episode is dedicated to the Cleveland Police Department.
Yes.
And K-Dubs, Mr. Kevy. This one is going out to you.
I dig
you
it.
You have really I nice friends it. That write in and talk nicely about you. So this whole episode is dedicated to Cleveland Police.
No matter how
Cleveland.
Weird it gets, I'm sorry, brother. It's dedicated to you.
Go Browns. Go Browns.
Go the Browns.
Somebody's got to stop that river from being lit on fire up there in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't know what that means,
Ox, will you shut the fuck up? You were way too talkative tonight.
God, you talk too much.
Shut up.
I've been trying. I tell you what, corrections changes a man. It does.
It really does.
He's over there slowly jingling handcuffs like that's supposed to intimidate us.
No, he's actually over there making a shiv out of a toothbrush.
How many times has that motherfucker seen Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah, it's just like that.
Hey, Ross, before we get into the shit show of Drinking Bros, do we have anybody that makes this show possible?
Oh,
you know, I don't know, maybe, potentially?
We do. We do have we have very, very special sponsors that make this show run. Run
well,
like a beautiful little jet.
Well, dip me in shit and roll me in breadcrumbs. Let's hear it.
The first one.
That was a good one.
You may have heard of it. It's a fine drink. It is a man's drink. It is finest man's drink in the entire world. It is Ledslinger's whiskey.
Yeah, Ledslinger's whiskey.
I feel like a bald eagle should roar when that happens.
We became felons when we literally conducted grave robbery. We dug up George Washington cover, pulled some of his DNA, and pulled some of the formula involves George Washington Carver's DNA.
Well, it was DNA, but it was found in the plasma. That was the really hard extraction process.
We really because like bone plasma, you can only get out with your dick.
I think it says that on the bottle.
Is that what your
it?
Uncle
it
told
says,
you?
It says it's got a little bit of George Washington Carver in every bottle.
No,
of
you
slingers.
So little piece has, of yeah, JT has a lot of stories that his uncle told him. Says, listen, if you drink this, you'll go to sleep faster. Weird shit. And he has all these little sayings his uncle told.
Yeah, Jared, that's necrophilia. You literally just fucked the corpse and tried to make
it
scientific.
You were the one that did it.
I did not.
That is not true.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
I have it on an iPhone 4 video. That's two iPhones ago.
Whatever. Wow. The resolution can't depict that it was true. Anyways, Ledslinger's Whiskey. Also, Ross.
And also
with one of
the finest.
The best book.
Yes.
I mean, literature.
It's the finest piece of American literature.
There you go, right there. Right
ever
there,
created.
You were,
you were
you
like
get it right
man.
In that lens.
Yes.
You get it right
at
in that
night
lens.
She cries while he rides his steed. A romance novel for dudes.
Grab that.
Look, Hugh Hefner put his dick in a meat grinder and then it exploded on pages. That's what this is.
I like that, Ross.
He
then emptied it into small ink vials, which were then created into typewriter ink presses.
With Twill. That is how At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed was created.
Absolutely.
With Twill.
I feel like this is going to be a JT-heavy episode. Like, he's in it. Sometimes you have the JT-isms, and he's there. When he does this and he rubs his pants, you know it's going to be a JT episode.
There's days where JT is definitely on, and there's days where he's on just a lot more.
Yeah.
You know? And
I like it.
So what's today?
I like it.
Oh, we got listen, one more.
What else do we have?
We got
one more over
shit.
Here. We got a chest of fine samples.
Yeah.
Come on, look at this.
What do you want me to do?
It is Carnivore Club. Check this out, gentlemen. Listen, I can't explain how excited I was when I got a fucking box of meat in the mail for me.
Yeah,
I love salami.
In the middle of the show,
I love Chula salami.
Spicy.
What is that?
And everybody who's listening at home, this will be our first episodes. There will be a commercial in the middle of the podcast, and there will be one at the end, and that is to our very special sponsor, Carnivore Club, who is paying the bills and keeping the lights on inside the podcast.
Listen, you just talk.
I'm gonna be over here. It looks like a penis. They gave us penises here, man.
Hey, you're eating meats. It. You're eating fine meats, Rocco.
Dude, look.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
It's good.
I'm so excited.
So
for this.
Savage. This shit they use in prison, right? Right there, Ox?
Just so everybody knows, there wasn't a clause where like I had to eat the salami on this. I just decided I was hungry.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Did you get some meat?
I got some meat. I destroyed it. Dude, it was amazing.
Holy
and if
fuck.
You if you go to carnivalclub.co and type in drinking bros as the code, you get 10% off. They'll deliver these fucking meats right to your goddamn house.
That's the you know, well, I'm gonna chew this real quick and then I'll talk. But
it's actually really good, Ross. I took a bite of this salami. And fuck, it's amazing.
Dude, you took a whole bite.
Well, yeah.
I will say, when people that have been watching the show from the beginning, we have the opportunity to get sponsors. Obviously, it helps us out, especially when we devote a lot of time to editing and all this stuff. But we're kind of true. We're not going to be like selling kids' clothes on our thing.
You never know, Matt. Let's not poo on that.
Oh, God, it's like I'm circumcising myself.
Jack Osborne started a company...
they're gonna
about,
love that
about
one.
Tactical dad stuff. Like if it's tactical dad stuff, I'm in. Right. I gotta believe in it. I'm not gonna like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh God.
No, I get
you
it.
What are doing?
But let's hey Matt on the realsies. If Adam and Steve came in and offered us a huge paycheck to do shit, we would probably do it. And then
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, dicks on there.
I'm not a sellout, but I do got kids, brother.
Look at that. No. Look at JT. Big old JT enjoying some carnivalclub.co.
Yeah, that reminds him of summer camp in 95.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, Jay
like
Aird
trying
is...
to get fucking an uncircumcised dick out of board shorts.
Well, you need a knife.
Look at Weston. Weston is just saying no. Oh, fuck, dude.
You don't eat salami straight out of the package. You're going to need a knife for it.
He's in out of board shorts, dude. It's too
crappy. I'm sure your sponsor will be really happy about that.
Carnivore Club. It's like trying to get a circumcised dick out of...
He's just eating it right off the goddamn thing. So, hey, who...
I have no words.
I don't either.
I have no fucking words.
Yeah,
dude.
Let's continue on.
I don't either.
Next.
So I want to thank Huify for letting us record over here on the Wilmington side. Huify! And then JT is still playing with the salami. He's still playing with the salami.
You're fucking disgusting, dude.
Hey, Ross, so what are you drinking today?
Hey, what am I drinking? I'm going to hold this up to camera. I'm drinking a King Cobra 40.
Oh,
dead
damn,
serious.
Bro.
King Cobra That's 40. There's a great story behind this, though, Rocco. There was a tornado, warning in here. A tornado warning in the Wilmington area. Everything was sold out of the gas station except for King Cobra 40s.
No way.
Tonight, whoa. Really?
Yeah, tonight. Whoa. So everybody's indoors. I'm drinking two.
All right,
King
hey guys.
40s, and I
well, shout out to Ross Patterson for being a hero and filming a podcast under tornado endeavors.
You're welcome
hey, Ross,
for my service.
That's crazy.
You're welcome
hey, Ross,
for my service.
One of the first times I got drunk was off of Mickey's and a Cobra, and me and my buddy brought $5 to a bum outside of a liquor store. I think it was actually probably like $7, and he bought two 40s, and he bought himself one as well. And so three drinks, we ran home, and we started doing quarters because we heard it was something cool. The first time I ever got drunk was off of Mickey's and a Cobra, dude, so that's what's up.
I like
Mickey's
it.
Mickey's and a Cobra.
Yeah.
Mickey's
first,
and a
my
Cobra.
My first drunk was off gin in a basement.
Gin. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Gin in a plastic bottle in a basement.
Dude, that's funny. Mine was it. I literally, the first time I ever got drunk was off gin as well. I was like, if this is what liquor tastes like, I quit life.
It was at Ben Gartner's house.
I was at my buddy. I was at my buddy Roman Oliveira's house. And here's the funny thing. His cousin is this pretty. He was a cholo back then, you know. And so he was like, "Let's pass each other out." Remember? You used to
you do the towel, and you lean against the wall.
Right, the hand thing gets the next, and so we'd pass out, and they beat the shit out of you while you're sleeping, and you wake up like, "Oh fuck, that sucked." And who's next? You know, like, what the fuck kind of party is this shit, man?
I know that's not on the schedule, Ross, but that's actually a funny thing to talk about. What alcohol do you guys absolutely, like, you can't stand? There's always, I feel like every single person, like, I can't drink this. Well, either vodka, whiskey, tequila. Yeah. What is that?
There's two different reasons for me. There's one that I just don't like because I don't like it.
It's good.
And that's Jaeger. Like, having Jaeger is never good.
The black licorice taste.
Yeah.
Jaeger was like an early 20s
thing. Black licorice
the worst of those, the worst of those fucking people who drink it on a Sunday night, like, they're trying to stretch out the last day on the weekend. They're like, let's get Jaeger. We got it. That's the only thing that'll keep us going. I'm like, I'd rather choke my dog and lick that vomit up. And then there's other shit that gets me fucked up really fast. So like lead slingers, napalm. That shit went right to my dome one night. Yeah. That was intense. That was intense.
Dude, it creeps up on you because it's so smooth and you're like, oh, dude, I'm drinking a fucking spritzer.
That's
and then all of a sudden you're like,
yep.
Yeah. Mind fucked.
Yeah.
I got two as well, Ross. I got two. Southern Comfort, I won't touch. It's because I've had one of the worst hangovers.
Oh, the hangovers.
Oh, dude, I woke up and was throwing up, and I swear to you, I was throwing up burnt rubber. That's the flavor, and it'll never get out of my goddamn head. The other
thing
is...
Too much sugar, dude.
I know, dude. That's it's what terrible. Gets you.
That's like Fireball. That's why you're fucking so shitty.
And then the other one is vodka. I used to do the Smirnoff 100-proof vodka in a half fucking thing. I know. In a half thing of Gatorade for baseball games and shit when I wasn't playing. And so just years of doing that, I just lost the taste of fucking vodka, man.
I get it, because that Gatorade is never a good mixer. That shit just does not cut the vodka.
Dude.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Hey, that's Glendale Community College, boys.
I think good old days. I'm with you, Rocco, like Southern Comfort, and I think it was just because, like, when I was 17, like, SoCo and Dr. Pepper. Like,
yeah,
just,
bro, that was the thing,
like,
right?
Like, oh, yeah, but now it's like I smell Southern Comfort, and it's disgusting. But really, like, to me, any shots, other than I can take Lead Slingers and Jameson, that's about it, but I fucking hate people. At bars, let's do shots. Or when we're at someone's house, let's do shots.
So that's not hating the liquor. That's being a bitch. And those are completely different
it's
things.
Because you're Air Force.
Whatever. I don't want to do fucking shots. Same with drinking games. I fucking hate drinking
games. Okay, I will
Everybody
say
that's
I
like,
hate drinking games.
I love
let's
drinking.
Do this. Listen. It's like, no, I'm an adult. I play the game that's called Drink My Drink at my own pace.
Well, that's
and I
a
like
big
it.
Difference. When I was younger, I loved the drinking games. Those are dope. College, yeah, I fucking love
it. Well, of course.
It. I'll never
it's
do
a social
it again.
Thing.
I'll never do a drinking game again.
It's funny you said that. We played, well, mine would be gin. I just can't fucking stand gin in any capacity.
I think I'm allergic to it.
I hate it
too,
man.
Drinking games can be fun, like as long as there's not like an expectation, like you have to drink it. I played beer pong the other day with our good buddies John, Lene, and some other friends.
Yeah.
I had a fucking blast because it was just chill and mellow. And
that's
there was
fun.
Like we put small fucking little beer things in there just as a competition. Yeah. But then I'm fucking sipping whiskey.
Liquor
obviously.
Pong,
right.
Man.
Yeah.
Liquor
right.
pong.
Hey, Vincent Vargas, I got a good one for you. You watched that People versus O.J. Simpson show?
Oh my god!
Take a shot every time somebody says the word juice on that show. You will not.
Really?
You will not make it halfway through. Yeah.
All right. Well, me and the old lady will do it, dude. We'll do it, man.
Let's
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
What a fucking show, dude.
God damn.
We're not Jules going down that road.
We're not going down that road. But I
we're
love
not
it.
Around.
I love
saying,
it. I'm in
none
with
of
you.
Us it's an outstanding you. Show.
You're the only two guys here with cable.
We got
let's roll over to Ox. Ox, what do you not like to drink?
Let's get the Ox in here. Let's get the Ox.
Semen. Whoa, bro. Whoa. We already got it.
Whoa.
Yeah, Ox, what would you say your the liquor you hate the most is that you can't drink?
Jaeger and Bacardi.
Really?
Bacardi. You know, Bacardi's a good call.
True. I've lost it a little bit with Bacardi.
When I was in high school, I used to mix it in with Sunkist.
Yeah,
It just you got over.
Jaeger and Sunkiss? Ew.
No, Bacardi.
Oh.
But yeah, no, when you do it for years, it decides it's like eventually your body's like, fuck this one.
Yeah,
dude.
I feel like Jaeger, I mean, we've all drank in our days, but I feel like it's a 20 cultural association is like the college
vibe.
Yeah.
It's
that Taylor Swift song. It's 22. I'm only
the young guys at my old unit was like their fucking holy grail was, dude, homeboy got a Jaeger machine. It's always on ice.
It's called a Jaeger Raider.
Jaeger Raider,
yeah, it's like a keg raider, but
Did they really call it a Jaeger Raider?
Everybody's had this.
That is not luring me to your house.
No,
sorry.
No, it's not. It'll get your pants down. It's a Cosby drink. It's a Cosby drink.
When I was in high school, one of the ones that we would all be excited to find is Tequila Rose. Any of you guys fuck with that one?
God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like pink strawberry, like quick, right? Oh, God.
That shit is
terrible.
I will say, whatever drink you drink, it's like there's some point in your life where you like, it's like a relationship. You wife up with the drink. Me, I'm a Scotch guy. Like, yeah, one day I said,
wife up with the drink.
Fuck everything else. I'm a Scotch guy. Like, and when people are like, let's drink tequila. No, let's drink vodka. No, like, and not saying that they're bad liquors. I just fucking, I'm a Scotch guy. You wifed up with vodka.
I did. I mean, I don't.
Rocco wifed up with anything that's Mexican.
It's the only thing, it's the only thing that I can literally wake up the next day and function. If you do anything else, it's just like your day's
been trying to get me on the vodka thing because of calories and everything
but
else.
But see, I overdrink vodka. If I mix it, then I'm like, boom, 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 and I wake up fucking brutal hangover Scotch. I'm like, I'm feeling my vibe, and I go to sleep. I wake up at 8, and I'm ready to butt fuck the gym.
I think my blood is part vodka, so it's just like it's
normal.
Yeah,
you probably,
Well, that's called alcoholism, but and we won't talk about
that. What's your drink there, Ox? What's your drink?
Led Slingers.
You like it?
Oh, there we go.
Legit. I got it. You know,
I'll pay you $20 for that. Plus,
yeah, we'll give you a hand job later.
I tried it about like 2-3 weeks ago because I just found it, and it's pretty fucking good. But Jack Daniels.
So you're Jameson. You're a bourbon guy?
So you're a whiskey guy. Yeah.
That's cool. Good, man.
And
that's
so, hey, so Ox, since you work in a prison, what's the biggest drink inside a prison for inmates?
Hooch.
Hooch, Pruno.
Bath water wine, I think.
Toilet wine.
They really can They really can get a. They can fucking make hooch.
Yeah, they make it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Toilet wine.
Do you guys know about it? And do you just let it go? It's kind of like that give and take?
Yeah.
Well, dude, here's the thing, man. It depends on their diet because some of them can sneak. I worked at a prison as well, so you'll understand this whole thing. Depends on what they're able to sneak in. If there's guys that work at the canteen that are able to get some brown sugar, dude, they can actually make a pretty good fucking hooch.
Yep.
Really?
If all they get is orange peels, it's a little fucking tart, but you can smell it like, fuck, this was strong.
And that will fuck you up?
Dude, yes, because they ferment it, bro. They fucking find ways of fermenting.
It'll get you fucked up.
They get fucked up.
Have you tried it?
I've tried a homemade version of it, but yeah. I mean, I haven't tried it actually in the prison where the guys make the shit.
Hey, what's up, cell block 27? Let me get a sip.
Okay.
Let me
get a sip.
Well, the dudes in prison tell them, Mox, the guys that get drunk, they want to fight, man.
I mean, yeah.
Well, they're in prison, so yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're civilianized prison, but the military prison, they
just drink the drink.
Yeah, they drink the drink.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they just, like, they'll drink or
like, they've only
had
pills.
They've only had, so Leavenworth really? Only had one murder.
Well, check
in
this.
Like years.
Oh, wait, Leavenworth has only had one murder.
No. The new facility.
Well, I think that's
the newer.
That's misleading. So, if you don't mind, because do you work at Leavenworth?
Well, can't you say?
You used to work at Leavenworth. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's
it's fascinating because I always wanted to know what military jail was like.
Think about this, man.
I always figured I'd end up
there. Is there a lot of gay sex there?
Gay sex? Well,
it's not
okay,
gay
so,
sex.
Right, no, I'll tell you this. I told JT yesterday. All right, so literally, like, no shit, an inmate will look you straight in the face and say there's no gay people in a prison. Some guys just have cuter smiles and tighter buttholes.
Oh. Yeah.
So.
God.
Take that how you want. Yeah, you got some flamboyant dude.
Yo, I think we should make that shirt. Cuter smiles and tighter buttholes.
Cute smiles and tight b-holes.
Oh, boy.
That's what the name of this episode should be.
Dude.
There it is.
Smiles and tight
buttholes. This is the name. Yeah. Cute smiles and tight buttholes.
I like how we name the episode. Good call.
So check this out, man. It's funny you say that, man. So I worked in a prison for a while, and it was a federally contracted prison. So it's a little different, man, because it's not a federal prison. It's a contracted prison.
Right.
Right? So really, the inmates are the money that's made. You will see some fucked up shit in there. And I was saying, like, they'll make drinks because it's their son's 18th birthday. Things like that. So you almost like, man, dude, we'll fucking drink it up, dude. You know, at the same time, it's like, you really can't let shit slide. It's a weird deal in there, man.
Well, I know. If I had that job, I wouldn't follow rule. I mean, it's a give and take.
Guys are doing
this
tattoos.
This is your one shred of joy. I'm going to let you have
it's
that.
It's this weird thing,
but
man.
But just understand that I let you have it.
You have to be smart Remember about that. It. Exactly. Because I was a guy with tattoos. If I found a tattoo, I was like, finish the tattoo, man.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, put it on the table. I'll come collect it. But here's the deal. Finish the fucking tattoo, man.
Yeah. I totally understand.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way things should be run. It's like the ATF. It's like, are you going to give a fucking law-abiding citizen a felony because he put a fucking a pistol AR to his shoulder?
Yeah.
No, it should go against people that are like actively trying to harm people, not just kind of bending the rules.
It's funny in that world, man. You got to just know how to, I guess... you stay in your lane. You know there's a right and a wrong, but there's also there's that gray line that you have to walk, yeah. you know, to know that you're not going to piss dudes off. You want to kind of – it's a weird deal.
There's like, bullshit rules that you'll let slide.
Yeah.
And that's how you kind of build your rapport with them, like, because they know the bullshit ones exist. And you're like, all right, I'll let you slide by. But, hey, if I tell you to do this, you got to do it.
Did you have problems with some of the other COs being just complete assholes and being a Kickstarter, if you will?
Absolutely, and it's the funniest thing to watch, especially working in the shoe. The special housing unit when they're all, you know, confined 24
hours. Hey, so Ross, if you've seen The Last Castle, that shit's it's fucking really existed and the shoe really exists.
Boy, I have not, but I'll take
your
word for it.
You've never seen The Last Castle?
I'll take your word for it, Jared. You watch a lot of weird shit. Like that's
Robert Redford.
Robert Redford, The Last Castle.
That's not one of Redford's top movies. I'll put it to you that way. You go very obscure. You go the Hillary Duff route. With a lot of these
movies. That movie is an amazing movie. And if you watch it, I want you to, if you hate it, I want if you come back and say I hated that movie, I will do something fucked up.
What I'll do is I'll fax you if I don't like it, okay?
I can't believe you've never seen The Last Castle. Like, that's iconic.
Hey, do you guys want to talk about my goldfish? Because are we talking about shit that doesn't matter right now?
I'm talking about the goddamn one movie that they made about Leavenworth.
Well, I want to hear more about some crazy stories.
Yeah, hey, Ox.
What's the weirdest shit you've ever done, Ox?
I want you to tell him.
Ox, real quick. Out of the four of us, who would be the first one to get raped in prison?
Yes.
Who would it be?
You call.
Whoa.
No one's going to get offended. I want to hear the truth.
If it's me, I... No, fuck off, bitch.
You look good. You look good.
Why is that?
No one wants the chubby kid. He stinks.
He's basing that off looks. Based it off manliness, though. Like, you think I'm going to, like, just no.
All right, so I'll put it this way. All right, so it doesn't matter, like, how big or manly you are. Because you'll get a smaller guy that'll walk up to you. And if you don't do what he says or listen to you, he's got two guys that are, you know, twice the size of Rocco, that if you say no to that dude, those two guys are going to go have their way with you.
Don't give a fuck. Dude, there's no way. There's no way unless I'm unconscious you're raping me.
Why are we getting upset? This is hypothetical.
No. I'm not getting upset. I'm placing myself in that scenario.
So you're going to get fucked unconscious.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Long story short.
It's not gay if you fight till muscle failure.
Listen, if I wake up with a sore asshole and I was like, at least I knew I went fighting.
It's not going to be sore. Your white shorts are going to have blood at your asshole.
Yeah.
And then when you do your laundry, we'll know what happened.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to tell you, here's what happened to me one time when I was working there. I saw a guy getting raped, and you hear it, and you run up there and hitting on the door. It was a seg, but they were buddied up, right? These are the PCs. Mm-hmm. And dude's fucking
What's
up
a PC? People don't know
what sorry. It's going to be protective custody. So they're in there for a reason, but they're segged up because they don't work with the rest of the community, right?
Okay.
So I went in there, and I see the dude's getting fucked. I'm like, hey, man, knock that off. And the dude looks at me, turns back and looks at me, and then just starts fucking him faster, bro. And I was like, holy shit. I swear to God. So he fucking, as soon as he came, dude, he just pushed the dude on the ground. The dude sat on his bed. He jumped on his bed. And he goes, we're good now, CO. I'm like, what the fuck now, right? So we called the supervisor. I had to drive this dude to a rape clinic in Arizona. There's only one fucking rape clinic that does it. It's in fucking Scottsdale.
To get him my test.
Scottsdale is like a 45-minute drive, and it's like the most awkward, quiet drive.
It's just
like,
you and him.
Yeah, it's like, you good, bro?
So how about that rape?
So it wasn't consensual. He raped him.
No, he raped the fucking dude, bro. And the dude was just not going to say shit because there's a lot of repercussions for shit like that.
Absolutely.
Man. Yeah. So there's no. You don't want to be a fucking rat in prison, dude.
Dude, it's crazy you say that. Not that I have any stories, but when I weird fucking thing. I worked for a gardening supply company when I was like 17 before I joined the army.
Oh God, I don't know where this is going.
No.
Speaking of prison rape, I worked for a gardening.
So that's how you use a hoe?
No, but literally, like, the prison system is crazy because one of the coworkers there was a two-time felon, but he was a fucking but he was telling me all these jail stories.
Yeah, man.
And like shit like you can't spit in the sink. Like when he first got to jail, he was like, I spit in the sink. He said my cellmate was like, yo, spit in there again, I'll fucking beat your ass. He spit in the sink, they got in a fucking thing, ended up stabbing this dude like 17 times.
So,
and like,
so the sink is very sacred. The sink, the toilet, all stuff is very sacred. Like you have to respect that you have a counterpart that lives there. And so everything about it has to be just like just cleansed. Like you're gonna spit in there, motherfucker, that's also mine. Like don't just spit in my fucking sink as well. So there's
Do you spit in the toilet, you brush your teeth in the toilet, like the sink
they don't brush your teeth in the toilet. They actually use the toilet, they just make sure everything once they're done using it, it's wiped, it's cleaned, it's perfect, it's shiny. tiny, dude.
They'll wash their clothes in the toilet, though.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
And that's and actually where they hide their pruno sometimes in their toilet and everything like that.
What's a
pruno? Pruno is a hooch as well. It's another name for it.
Oh,
sorry.
Jesus, we're just... We're, so don't go to jail.
This podcast is brought to you by Carnivore Club. Meat lovers all around the world are signing up for Carnival Club, the meat of the month subscription service. Carnival Club sends a totally new selection of meats once a month right to your door. You don't just get a box of boring grocery store deli counter crap. We're talking about premium quality pork, beef, duck, water buffalo, wild boar, a new mix of dependably delicious classics. They're rare. They're hard to find, and those hard-to-find flavors are in the boxes every week. Carnivore Club finds the best meats for you from award-winning artisans, and your job is just to enjoy the tender, salty, meaty results of their hard work. Look, now they've sent me these fucking meats to my house. They are the most goddamn delicious meats I've ever had in my entire life. And you can go to carnivoreclub.co and look at some of the pictures of their past boxes. Check out their different membership and gifting options. They got a whole ton of shit there. It's a fucking awesome website. You can go either, you know, the whole hog and join indefinitely, or you can just try one box. There's no commitments whatsoever. If you do go to carnivalclub.co and like what you see, you can use the promo code DRINKINBROS, DRINKINBROS, to get 10% off your membership, no matter how many months you sign up for. Again, carnivalclub.co is where you go to join the only curated cured meat of the month club.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what, if I go to prison, the first day I'm there, I'm going to fight as many motherfuckers as I can. They'll put me in segregation. They let me out, I'm going to fight another motherfucker, and if I can stab a dude, I will too, because they'll put me back in segregation. All I want to be is in segregation, 23, 24 hours a day alone, because that is the safest place to fucking be.
But wouldn't that extend your stay?
Yeah, it will, but I don't give a fuck at that point. If I'm going, I'm going for real, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, I like, you know, segregation is the smartest place to be.
That was my favorite place.
Wait. I want to know what Ross Patterson would do if you got like felony charges. Like, you didn't go to jail.
I've already thought
about
this.
Prison.
Yeah. It's actually an excellent question. So I've had this discussion.
Everybody fantasizes about prison once or twice.
No.
Well, you know about fucking getting fucked. No.
I don't fantasize about prison, but what I think of is like, how many years would it take for me to kill myself? Because I think,
whoa,
yeah,
it happens.
I'll say five.
I'd write
anything
that one
past
out.
Five. Yeah. Anything past five, that I'd kill myself. I think.
Really? No. Yeah. Dude,
I could
no
do.
Way.
I could do 10. I could do 10.
We would make it miserable for you. You wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't let you kill yourself,
dude. They don't let you. They
we'll
check on you every.
No. But before I got there, obviously, whatever crime I committed, I would know what it carried. Like what kind of felony?
No, because you'd be mentally weak. You'd be like,
I'm not mentally.
I'm not saying you're mentally weak at all, dude. I'm saying that the human condition is usually associated with convincing yourself that there's an unreal an outcome. So before you went to jail, you'd be like, oh man, I can really fucking sway these people. Then when you're in jail, you're fucked. You're in a white padded room and you're.
Well, dude, but
that's what I'm saying. I'm already going in admitting that I'm not going to sway anybody. I'm just not.
So this is like
You know what, though?
When you have a guy that wants to commit suicide, tell him what happens. When you have a suicide, guy who attempts.
We're gonna make it uncomfortable. We'll you take everything. You give him like a man dress type thing.
Yeah,
I'm not putting this
he wears that. He gets a Bible if he wants, and that's it. I mean, he doesn't get a mattress, books, toilet paper,
nothing.
You'll put somebody right in front of him to watch.
Yeah. It's called fucking
all day.
You watch him all day and you take notes. He's
if you try to do something stupid, they'll open the door and just send.
Here's where I disagree with it, though. I don't think he would try and kill himself. You know why?
Why?
Because his personality, he would start running things. He would get to a position of power that be like, you know what? This is kind of fun.
What I'm saying though is this. Before I got there, I would off myself. Before I got there.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not that guy, man. I'll tell you right now, dude.
I am that guy.
If it's me.
I'm not a quitter. You know?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I've had the conversation with Julia. I said, hey, if I go to prison for life, are you going to stick around? She goes, yes. Which I obviously don't believe because, you know, 4 years, 3 years maybe. But, you know, after a while, it's like, all right, dude, just get on out.
That was really depressing.
Well, you know how it is.
With that.
You know the reality behind it.
Everybody's thought about this.
Everybody's staying together.
Mel would be dating a seal the next day.
It gets crazy, though, because you got, like, the wife will come in to see your husband.
Yeah.
She'll go to the bathroom and just stick her hands all up in her stuff, you know, play around, come back and have her fingers and shit all over
his
face,
exactly.
His mouth.
Yeah, a little treat.
Because you forget what that shit tastes like. All you know is
yeah, no, man, that's pussy. Not weird. That's kind of cool. So,
man pussy.
Yeah, man pussy.
Man
they're
pussy,
not,
or they
not...
refer it, I mean, little boy pussy, but
oh,
not
God,
like,
no, stop.
Well, here, the reality is this. If I'm in prison, you got to find a way to hustle, man. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, put me in seg and fuck it, I'll start writing books about being in prison.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, weird shit.
I want to know what JT, so... Because apparently I don't have an option to get raped. What would you do if someone's like, guess what? You're in prison for 6 years. What would be your course of action?
6 years?
Real.
I would make friends with everybody.
No, but like would you wife up? What would you do?
I mean, again, I would just go with, over there? All right, I'll go over there.
It's so weird. So check it out. In a federal penitentiary, in a federal penitentiary, you have to choose a side. You're a white guy. You're gonna have to choose with one of the white gangs.
It depends what the sun looks like.
No, realistically,
if I look white.
It's your appearance. Yeah. It's appearance. What you look like right now, you'd be considered a white guy. So there's several white gangs.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait. So, I mean, like even in Leavenworth, they segregate right away.
Right. Yeah.
You might be able to go in with the lighter skin, Hispanic guys Italians.
I feel like I would want to join a Mexican gang. That's more my style.
Dude, it's doable. No. It's
but
doable.
It's not your skin. Your skin color doesn't fit that style.
Yo, I got hand tattoos. I'm tatted like 60% of my body.
You would have to prove that you're down for them, right?
Dude, they call me the Huero Culero. Wait, what does that mean?
but honestly,
you have to think about this. Like, white guys in prison are a lot crazier.
I wouldn't agree.
I think
Indians were the scariest motherfuckers I've ever dealt with.
Dude, I grew up with a lot of Indians.
So in Arizona, we have several Indian freaking...
Wait, Native Americans are like fucking...
Well, no, yes, Native Americans. Yes.
I'll say that because when I was telling you yesterday about some of those guys, the craziest one in there was like an Indian looking dude.
Yeah.
Big dude, like twice the size of you.
Scary, dude.
And just...
I got into a fight with a fucking dude in his cell, and it was the scariest moment of my life.
He would go through three of our four cell teams.
One of the scariest. Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Shooting people is easy.
That was the only
shitty.
Scary thing about my high school in Washington State was the fucking natives.
Dude, I've been wanting to write the most intimate time of my life. It wasn't being with a woman. It was a hand-to-hand fight with a prison inmate that was in there for life.
You need to write that.
I do, because it was the scariest... It was the scariest moment.
Tell the story.
Yeah, tell the story. Let's hear it.
So I was in working for the prison already for 1 month. I was working night shift, and I was one of the youngest studs that was hired, right?
How old were you?
Oh, man, I was just out of the military. Within, like, seriously, months
26.
Of being in the military. I was,
no,
I got, you're 28. I got in 2007.
I don't know how old you were.
How old were you?
26, 27.
Yeah.
Okay.
27.
I got it.
And so they give a call. They're like, hey, Vargas, we need you down here. We need you to run the cell extraction team. You're going to be the team leader. I'm like, okay. And so there's a lot of things that go into that, doing the cell extraction. Skip to the point where now we're all lined up in front of the cell. It's two Indian gentlemen. One of them was in there for rape, and the other one was in there for murder. The bigger dude, he was 6'2". He's about 230 pounds for murder. And his murder was insanely disgusting, what he actually did. So I read about it later after he beat the fuck out of me for a little bit. And so then the other dude was in there, obviously, for rape, and it was actually of a family member. This guy was just a fucking sick motherfucker. They made Pruno. They got trashed as fuck. Here's the worst part. They're in segregation. For some weird reason, they had porcelain toilets. So by this point, we're already set up and ready to go in on them. They've already broke the toilet off. They broke the back window, the back little, it's like a small 2x6 window.
You got some fresh air there.
Right, and got some fresh air.
Yeah.
And then they had
that's all native
right,
need.
And they had toilet paper.
Power.
They had toilet paper covering the window to look in. I can see a crack in it. When I look through it, I swear to God, they were fucking... ninjas, dude. They had their chanclas or their sandals cut in half. They had knee pads, elbow pads, belly covered, face covered. I was like, who the fuck are these motherfuckers, dude? They look like ninjas, like the white ninja.
Shit.
Yeah, like the white ninja from G.I.
Like
Joe.
The Klan.
You know, the white
damn.
Ninja from G.I.
Joe. Oh, like
yeah.
I thought you were talking Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
The Klan, the foot.
Dude, so
the foot clan.
I remember looking, I was like, oh, fuck, what is that? You know, and I looked at the guy, I was like, oh, they're all suited up. He goes, yeah, I know. I was like, okay, what next? He goes,
Vargas!
I'm going to drop the food trap, and I'm going to drop in a fucking some OCCS mix. I'm like, sounds good. He drops it in there, and then they fucking, all you hear is go clink, clink, clink. And I was thinking, I don't know what they did with it, but I think they threw it out. He goes, shit. Okay, and he opens the fucking food trap, and as he opens it, they throw fucking part of that porcelain toilet out, and it hits me in the thigh, and it hits him in the chest. And so we're like, whoa. And he goes, well, they got nothing else. And I was like, okay, let's open the door. So, which is later on, I find I was completely the wrong answer.
You could have just dropped more.
We could have done
OC
so much.
Spray.
We could have muzzle blasted them in the fucking chops if we wanted to with all kinds of shit. But you open the door. The first two guys are shield men. They're supposed to go pin the guys against the walls. They both slipped and fell because they buttered the floor with fucking soap.
Oh,
so then
God.
It's yeah, dude.
These are smart motherfuckers. Yeah.
No, dude, it's insane. So these guys fall down, and then it's me and fucking homeboy, 6'2" murderer, and I see him doing this kind of waving motion, and it looks like he's kind of like a wanding me, and I'm sitting there, and everything slowed down at that point because it was obviously pretty stressful, and I was like, okay, what the fuck is he doing? And then I realized, like, oh my God, he's hitting me with something, right? So I grabbed him by the chest, and I just started beating the fuck out of him, which is against the rules because you can get fired by a closed hand fist to the face. But at this point,
you went big poppy boxer, coach.
You had to. It was your life or his.
Right, and I didn't think about it. I was just like,
how much
this.
Did this guy weigh?
Dude, he was about 230, dude. And at the time, I was probably 230. So it was a good matchup. 180
pound stitches.
I want to hear the rest of it.
Hang on. We'll get to stitches. Yeah.
Right, so I'm hitting him in the face, and the best thing that happened, he slipped on his own shit. He slipped and fell on the same floor. And when he fell, he reached back to, I guess, kind of catch himself, and he dislocated his shoulder. Ooh, at that point, I'm doing ground and pound.
Oh, you're fucking him up. Were you throwing elbows or fists?
No, just I'm doing hammer fist now to the face, just because of the position I was in. And my buddy pulls me off him. He's done. I'm like, all right, fuck. And we flipped him over, cuffed him. The other dude was still fucking rambling around. They cuffed him. And it was just the scariest moment. I was like, man, what the fuck was that about? Long story short, he goes to the hospital for that. I get checked up, and I have bruises up and down my ribs to my thighs about getting hit with it was a sock filled with broken porcelain, dude. And I just got back from Afghanistan, and I've never had anything as intimate and scary as that fucking
moment, shooting people is one thing, but like fucking a one-on-one fight to like, yo, this motherfucker wants to kill me in a fist fight is a totally different scenario.
Dude, he doesn't give a fuck.
Rocco, the scariest moment I've had in my life was when it was midnight and McDonald's wasn't serving. They weren't serving breakfast all day yet, so I had to wait.
Are you fucking kidding me?
6:30 a.m.
Yo, fuck McDonald's.
I had to wait till 6:30 a.m. for that McMuffin.
Yeah, fuck your story.
And I was on the edge for 6.5 hours. I was like, am I going to cook my own shit? And I waited for that McMuffin.
That's
stressful. And that McDonald's was like 2.5 miles away. So I had to drive. Like, it was a whole
thing. I feel like that's a plug for Carnivore Meats. It's like, when McDonald's closed, Carnivore Meats is there for you.
Carnivore Club.
Just a cool sock.
CarnivoreClub.com.
So one of the things that Ox told me last night, Roz, which, again, I kind of was intrigued about and respected, is he had an issue with an inmate. He knew where there were blind spots and stuff like that. They go back to the thing, and it's like, all right, dude, you got an issue with me. Let's settle it. They trade blows.
Yes. Hell yeah.
You can tell them the story. Tell
yeah,
them
let's hear it, Ox.
I mean, that's
yeah,
let's it hear it, Ox. This guy was giving me shit. It was in the shoe. And, I mean, I was just like, why? Like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
What did I do to you?
Like, what the fuck? Like, I mean, just do what I tell you to do, and we don't have issues, you know? And so he just wanted to be like, all right, well, fuck you. So we just squared up in a blind spot. Threw a couple blows. We both got good hits on each other.
Yeah.
Once we both realized that we both got good hits on each other and I probably shouldn't be working like that.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, dude. Hey, you know, shook hands, go on yourself.
That's great, dude. That's the old school tactic, dude.
And it was.
That's
an old
school tactic. That is respect
right there. I've heard so many stories like that.
Mutual respect. Can I go on a tangent on that? This is the problem. Like, that's the old good shit, man. And not that it's always been that way, but my biggest frustration with like a lot of kids these days or whatever, there's a time to be a fucking man and then there's a bitch. If you knock someone out, you can still be a fucking bitch. It's the people that like come up, sneak behind you, clothe you, and then kick you while you're out. Bitch status. If you score off man to man, shake hands, throw blows, sometimes before anybody's knocked out, you're just like, yo, that fucking hurt. You're a good boxer. Respect, shake your hand. And you walk away as fucking men, dude. And that's a man story right there.
That's what's up, Ox. That's some badass shit. I've tried to do that with some soldiers in the military, and they all fucking backed off. But it gets to that point sometimes where you get so pissed off.
Dude, Barraza made us fucking one of our old squad leaders. He made the squad box because he hated Eddie so much.
Oh, yeah.
Put the gloves on,
knocked him out, bro.
Got him back up. I have the footage of it.
I saw the video. I was like, oh, my God.
Dude, Ross, one of my old squad leaders hated this kid. He was a fucking piece of shit. Eddie, if you ever listen to her shit, fuck you, bitch.
Fight on sight, bro.
Eddie.
Yeah, it's his last name. I don't know his first name. It's creepy.
He was the worst private in the fucking Eddie. World, man. He got me smoked so many times. But anyways, our squad leader hated him so much. He, when we were in Iraq, was like, PT this morning is fist fighting. And so he threw on like 15 ounce gloves. We're like, yeah, that's going to hurt. And he took it fairly, and Braz was a fucking boxer.
Monster.
You know? I used to like to fight, but he tagged the fuck out of me, everybody. And then Eddie got in there, and he drops his head, and he's just like, yep, let's go. And I was like, oh, yeah. So I had this like shitty recorder. I filmed it and knocked Eddie out, put him to bed, grabbed him, picked him up, and said, Rangers, don't get knocked out, bitch, and then hit him again and put him to sleep. And I was like,
that is fucking awesome.
I was like, he's got a TBI, but whatever. You proved your point.
I would say, you know, it's funny. That's not the first time he did that. In 2004, my first deployment, when you weren't there yet, same thing, but he did a jujitsu thing and made us choke one motherfucker out like 20 fucking times.
He was
like,
fucking a boss, dude.
Go again. Go again. We kept fucking this dude up back and forth. It was awesome, man.
Actually, March 19th, it will be 10 years since he passed away. Cheers to that motherfucker, right?
Him and Brim, man.
Cheers.
Him and Brim.
Cheers.
Sorry, I went dark there, okay, but he's a badass. This shit was hilarious, man.
This is one of the most interesting episodes of all time. Ox, I got a question for you since you're here, man. I mean, what's the weirdest thing you've walked in on where you were like, oh, yeah, shit, I was not expecting to see this in there going on?
One of my buddies, he found a prison-made dildo.
What is it made out of?
How did they make that?
I didn't make it out of soap.
They confiscated it, and I saw the report.
Wait,
on
did
it.
Did you not suck on it for science?
Did you smell it?
Did you taste it?
I smell everything first.
You didn't taste it at all.
I'm not even touching it.
You
weren't
curious. You weren't curious at all what it tastes like.
No.
He might have a knife. So what did they use for that? Just curious.
I don't know. I probably had to like make like newspapers. Soap,
yeah, yeah.
Stuff like
so
that.
So some
like
of the
paper,
females, yeah. Some of the females used to do the same thing. They used magazines. If they were given a magazine, they used the magazine. It was so disgusting that they would jam something like that in them. But a magazine, they'd wet it down, they'd round the tip, and then they'd put a fucking a trash bag over it. And that's what they used.
Yeah, but
man,
at that point, it's whatever you can fucking find.
Drinking Bros, the more you know.
Wait, Ross, here's another thing. What else do they use? You know what a fifi is. Explain
so
a fifi.
What they'll do is they'll pretend like they're going to go clean their cell or whatever, and they want to get some
rubber gloves.
Latex gloves. Yeah. And so they'll ask you for a couple, and they'll just keep collecting them and collecting them, and they make this homemade like vagina out of it, and they fuck it.
Yeah, bro. And they sell them. They'll sell them, dude. They'll sell them to their buddies.
I mean, because hundreds of mayonnaise packets. Others,
yeah, well, there's a guy there that always makes it better than others, and exactly, he's willing to sell it to his buddies for cigarettes, for whatever it is.
And we don't use tobacco, but like rations stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have to be honest with you guys. I truly think that if like us four went to jail, we'd be the most resourceful motherfuckers. Like, we would run a black market. Like, all right, Rocco's got the porcelain. Ross is on the newspaper. JT, yeah. I don't know what he's doing, but it's going to make money.
He somehow has cell phone service, so, and you can make phone calls.
Internally, we would run the jail because we're like, we all want to drink and shit, so we're selling like the most obscure, intimate objects just to...
You have a weird pew on your microphone.
Yeah. Whatever.
I can see Jared doing a lot of weird fetishes for people. Like, hey.
We would whore him out. We would,
send me that text message. I'm going to post what a fifi looks like on the podcast.
Oh, my God. It's like a fake ass.
Or buddy Weston, who's in the studio tonight, just pulled up a picture of, what is it called?
It's a fifi. Yeah.
It's a fifi?
We'll post it on the Instagram Drinking Bros podcast so you can see it, because that's a real thing.
So a fifi is a general term, but the elastic gloves, what are they called? Latex gloves is a special one that most of them use. It's a great looking thing.
I'm not like a pocket pussy guy. I just jack
off. You will
off.
Be.
Bro, in prison, they all resort to it.
No, that's stupid.
Butthole or rubber glove? What are you going with?
Rubber glove.
Oh, shit.
Cheers.
To the butthole.
Take a drink,
to
baby.
To the butthole.
Holy shit.
That escalated quickly.
Wow, this is a prison episode.
That goes
thank
back
God
to
I'm drinking King
Cuter
Cobra
smiles
tonight.
And tighter buttholes.
Cuter smiles and tighter buttholes.
Brick killed a guy with a trident.
Yeah.
The prison episode.
Since it is the prison episode, let me ask you this. Has any of the guards ever fucked any inmates in there?
Oh, shit.
Or gotten like and shit like that?
Right away.
Yeah.
I got a couple of stories for that.
let's hear them. Let's hear them right now. This is fucked
in,
up.
In Leavenworth, you have male and female guards, but it's an all-male prison.
Where do the female bad military people go?
Miramar, California.
Yep. No shit.
They go to Miramar, California.
They are, and then like either Korea, Mannheim, Germany.
Oh God, they send them overseas.
Well, they won't send them over, but if they're already over and they go, okay. You know. But anyway, so some of these girls will start writing them letters and passing letters and try to have sex with them.
Yeah.
Depending, they can go and have sex in a closed door with no cameras, but there's this one incident where we had we would call him a pod janitor, and he had more free roam around the pod to do whatever he wanted because he cleaned the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like a trustee.
Yeah, and he would go clean our bathrooms.
Yeah.
So one of the guys decided to go into the bathroom, and this was one of the guards, and he couldn't keep it down. He was horny and everything through shift. So he went and rubbed one off, but some of it went onto the toilet. Well, that inmate went in, cleaned it up, wiped it on his collar, and
yes,
he calls the guard down. Guard comes down. He goes, "Hey, you see what I got here on my collar? This is from you. I know it was you. I watched you go in there and everything." He's like, "If you don't let me suck you off," he's like, "then I'll go tell on you."
Yes.
Well, it wound up happening, and then everything came out, and he
with the guards, the dude sucked that.
Yeah,
dude
well, you gotta understand
the guard got sucked off by the inmate. The inmate, this one was
by
a flamboyant
dude?
One.
He wanted it by a dude.
Yeah, but,
hey,
but
you gotta understand here; these guys are always fishing for a chance to fuck
looking,
you up.
Well, they're probing.
The
how do you
guns?
Get out? Yeah, of course.
Right, and so right there, he knew what he had. He had the power to blackmail this guy, and this guy got so scared and just fucking took the bait.
But then he's gonna get blackmailed. More,
because
that guy goes yummy spit.
Once it all came out, the dude lost.
Yeah, but still,
job,
it's like reason, hey, that's how you jerking off in the bathroom, dude. I've done it in C-130.
Hey, well, Ross, there's a shit ton of this in the prison system. Well, the one I worked at is probably a little different because there's male and female.
Well, you were telling me as a story, and if you're cool with telling the story, but like the girl inmates that would like try to really get you, and you're like, dude, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, Ross, there's plenty of times where I was doing count in the female cell, and you'd walk by their door. It's 12 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden they're standing right there in front of you, butt naked.
Yep.
And dude, hey, in a group of 500 women, there's going to be a few that are attractive. So definitely, you're like, and you're just like, fuck you, sit the fuck down, keep going, right? And so you have to be
weren't
smart
they,
about
they
it.
Were, they were like probing, though, like, you want this pussy kind of thing? You're like, god damn it, I'm not losing my job.
You also got to know, too, in a prison, they smell like shit. You don't get your choice.
I was telling
someone you don't get your choice of what.
Axe body.
Yeah, you don't get that.
They're the worst smelling women.
Spring like some nasty bar of soap.
But that's my go-to like with Irish that shit. It's like when a girl like in a prison saying like, you know what I'm gonna do? I got it. I'm gonna fuck a prison inmate and lose my job and my family. That's what
this.
I should do. You know?
I got
get
a story
the fuck
that's
out of here,
in the
get the fuck
I got a story
here.
That's nuts, man. So there's a chick. We like I said, I was night shift. She was swings. I would go and relieve her, and she was always the biggest bitch to all of us. And we're like, man, what the fuck is wrong with this chick? And yeah. And so here's the deal. It comes out. She ends up fucking one of the inmates, right? And this inmate, and she's sending him pictures by mail. It's funny as fuck that we never caught it until then. So then she's fucking this inmate. And then he goes, you know what? You're going to fuck everyone else on this bottom floor or else I'm going to say something. So she ends up every day eventually fucking this whole goddamn bottom level. And now that he's
what a nice friend, though.
Oh, God, he's shares.
Jesus, he's a hero. Yeah,
I know.
So after she's done with her, he sends the picture to the freaking to one of the security guards. They bust her.
I want to be friends with that guy.
Here's the fucked up part. She was married to another corrections officer in the facility, dude.
God damn.
Hey, check. No.
What's her name?
Even worse, 6 months later, she shows up to visitation to try and see this inmate, dude.
Oh, my
it's like,
God.
How fucked up are you, man? How fucked up are you, dude?
It was at that moment Kelly knew. She fucked up.
Holy shit. So what was the fallout from it? Like, what did the guy say? What did the inmate end up doing? Where did she go?
Nothing. She gets fired right away, and in that situation, as under a contract, she starts getting. They get charges pressed against her because that's completely illegal. Nothing to the inmate, man. He might go to SEG for fucking 2 months, and then gets out, and it's all done.
It's like, bitch, I'm already in jail. Suck
he has
this
an
dick.
Entire floor that's like, you are a god.
Yeah, you're a hero. You're a fucking hero.
Can you imagine? You're sitting in your cell reading Popular Mechanics, and one of the
That's the nose coming in.
They're paying him.
I'm here to fuck you.
No, they're.
Oh fuck!
They probably all paid him. They probably paid him like five soups for that shit.
That's a letdown. That's my
soups or honey buns.
Oh yeah,
honey buns are a hot commodity.
They're huge.
That's my letdown.
I hate honey buns.
My letdown with the crew. It's like everybody's married. We're all in relationships. So I'm like, I want to try to like get famous enough where like my friends get laid, but then everybody's married. So I'm like, you guys suck. You know?
Yeah. No, I'm good, man.
No, that's what I'm saying. You guys are good because y'all have wives. So it's like, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least you're safe.
I love that response. I really wanted that.
We'll just give it to the
Ox.
We'll
give it to Ox.
You can take all the extra.
Ox is a pretty handsome dude.
He's married too. God damn.
Everybody's
wifing up.
That's what happens.
Weston! Yay! Weston!
But he likes dudes.
No.
I'm just kidding, man.
It sucks that you like guys.
Do you know what the thing is? He actively is like, today, he's like, I kissed Matt. I'm like, it didn't happen in that context.
Again, it's the same comment. It's not gay. It's a Marine thing.
Yeah, he's just loves the dudes.
By the way, Ross, look at your camera. This is what we call the tactical Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, tactical Ryan Seacrest.
Look at him. That's a fine-looking gentleman.
It looks like he's a good-looking dude, man.
It looks like Weston, Jason Sudeikis a little bit.
Ross, I'd take you in a brioche any day.
Yeah, you would. Goddamn right you would.
We're working with Weston on.
I'm a little.
On a new show for Variety.
Can we talk about the show?
Let's talk about the show.
We can talk about.
Yeah. So
we won't get too much.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Ross.
Which show are we talking about here for the audience?
The reason why Weston's here is what we're talking about.
Yeah. So Weston is. What's your? I don't
He's
know.
He's the executive producer.
I know. God damn it, JT. Okay. He works for We Are the Mighty, which is a military news outlet that does creative content, entertainment content. They're really cool. We love We Are the Mighty. Good people. We work with them. But with that, we're working with Verizon and a subordinate project based off of that to kind of do hopefully a military Keen Peel, which will be free content. We're not making
on the Go90 app.
Yeah, Go90 app. Phones. We're not making any money. It's merely just
a fun
fuck off. So we're excited about it. So he's out here scouting locations.
Weston's elite.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Nice. Well, welcome, Weston. Is he going to be on a show one day?
We'll have him. We'll have him on the next episode.
Perfect.
Yeah. Now that we got everything hardwired up, we just hot seat.
Yeah. Everybody. On the next episode. Yeah. Whenever you say next episode, I think of Dr. Dre. I really do. Well, hey, this was Ox. Thank you for being here. This is one of my favorite shows thus far.
You. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
And who is the drinking bro of the week, guys?
All right, the drinking bro of the week this week is a guy that has become in the last 3 years very close to all of us, Mr. Steve Howie.
Yeah.
Oh shit! All you're right. Steve.
I had just finished season five of Shameless.
That's a shameless plug, dude. That's a
what?
Shameless
I
plug.
I just finished season five of Shameless.
Literally.
Did you not get my?
Shameless
yeah,
plug.
There you go. Let the gears go. There
wow.
it is.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, those hamsters are trying to catch up to that wheel in your
I'm
mind.
Just saying.
He stopped returning my text messages, which pisses me off a little bit.
How do you know that?
Because he doesn't reply to my
you
fucking text
You probably got
messages.
The wrong number.
That's like
Let me
Jack.
Check
that's
it.
Like Jack Osborne. He doesn't reply to me anymore. You know.
Oh, what do you mean? I have his number.
Whatever.
Just calling motherfuckers out. You know.
Did he change? Did he change his number?
He might have.
That's probably what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying because he's on the spot always.
Oh, okay.
Literally
yeah,
sent him a picture
exactly.
of my feet watching his
I'm
show.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
But he is a nice guy. He's great. He's been
I
great.
Love
We've had so much fun
love
with him.
Dude.
Nah, Steve's cool as fuck, dude.
He killed it in season five. Like, he stole the whole season of Shameless for season five. That's why I want to shout him out.
I think you should not talk about his TV show as much and tell him how he's actually a good dude.
Jared
fucks dudes. Drinking Bros is not about fame. It's about being a good dude. And Steve is a good dude.
He loves guns. He's a good shooter.
Yes.
He's always posting photos in our
shirts. He got in really good shape recently.
He's in good shape.
God damn.
Dude, his dick is so fit.
His dick is huge.
Dick has a six pack.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
In season six, you see him in a leopard thong.
No.
Oh, fuck.
But Julia's not watching that.
That's a nice way to cap
you think
off
he's hot?
Prison
you think he's
episode.
Fucking hot?
Yeah. Oh, you like that shit?
All right. I'll let Ross lead it out, but we are out of this motherfucker. For Rocco, for JT, for Matt Best, and...
Bye, bitch.
And Ross Patterson.
And Ross motherfucking Patterson. We are out of here.
The Ox.
We fucking love you guys.
This podcast is brought to you by Carnivore Club. What goes great with both beer and wine? Meat. And for all those meat eaters listening right now, imagine this. Every month, somebody packs 2 pounds of meat of the tastiest, high-quality, dry-cured meat they can find into a box. And then they mail that box to you. It's a new meat every single fucking month. Venison jerky, wild boar salami, spicy spreadable pork, you name it. Well, guess what? It's a real fucking thing. It's called Carnival Club. Taste it for yourself. Go to carnivoreclub.co and sign up. You can use the promo code DRINKINGBROS to get 10% off your first box. We own it, we eat it, and we love it. Thank you, dude, Carnival Club, for sponsoring us.
That's a good
us.
Plug, Ross, but we're over here getting fat kid hungry.
Yeah,
we're eating all this meat, bro. Look at
made
this.
It up. CarnivoreClub.co. Thank you.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.